USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Santa Fe, New Mexico DA not ruling out criminal charges possibly being brought in the shooting death of a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust. Alec Baldwin having pulled the trigger on that gun that an assistant director had claimed was a cold gun, meaning it wasn't live, didn't have any bullets in it, but in fact it did. The New York Times is now reporting the DA says everything, including criminal charges, remain on the table. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is hitting Democrats over their social spending bill, or the social infrastructure package.
The country's awash in inflation. The country's flooded with money. The last thing we need to do is to pile on with another massive, reckless tax and spending spree.
At the close on Wall Street Tuesday, the S&P 500 and the Dow had both hit new record highs. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
An expert panel at the FDA says Pfizer's COVID vaccine for kids 5 through 11 should be given the green light. That panel's endorsement covering the lower dose for those younger children. Pfizer's vaccine is already available for those 12 and older. Moving it down for the younger kids, that decision has to be looked at next by the full FDA and then has to be approved by the CDC as well. If an agreement on it is reached, it looks like that social infrastructure bill is going to have a lower price tag than originally quoted, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says no matter what the price is, Americans will still have to pay for it.
Everybody's going to end up having to pay for this if they get to finally figure out what's going to be in it.
The Biden administration says it has framework to pay for the bill, and they would never increase taxes on anyone making less than $400,000. A year.
This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
Chicken giant Tyson Foods saying the company's vaccine mandate has resulted in 96% of their workforce rolling up their sleeves. All told, the company employs about 120,000 people, so only about 4,000 people are not protected from COVID-19. Tyson's U.S. workers have until November 1st to get vaccinated after the company announced the mandate in August. The company adding that it's seen a steep decline in active COVID-19 cases in their workforce because of those mandated immunizations. The Atlanta Braves have taken the first game of the World Series, beating the Houston Astros 6-2. On Tuesday night in Houston. The U.S. Senate giving the thumbs up to some new members of the Biden administration as members confirmed four of the president's ambassador nominees by voice vote on Tuesday. They include former Arizona Senator Jeff Flake to become ambassador to Turkey, former New Mexico Senator Thomas Udall, he'll become envoy to New Zealand and Samoa. The widow of former Arizona Senator John McCain, Cindy McCain, was confirmed to become ambassador to the U.N.'s agencies for food and agriculture. And the widow of the late Senator Ted Kennedy, Victoria Reggie Kennedy, was given the green light to become ambassador to Austria. Tuesday saw Wall Street indexes closing higher at the bell. The S&P and the Dow both setting new records at the close. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.